Wednesday, June 2nd, 6:11, oh, 2021, 6:11 a.m. Okay, I got up late today. I got up at like 4:38, and you can hear the fan in the background trying to cool off the garage in the meantime. So today's a water day. Today's grocery shopping day. I still have to go for my walk. Let's see. Gotta work on my website a little. With these postings, create a new page for the month of June of this year, which would be 013. Let me get going here. I'll try to post something a little later when I have more time to do that, because I'm running a little late. I'd like to kind of wash the car today too before we go grocery shopping, because it's really dirty looking. And it's small enough to where I could actually wash it myself. So I was thinking about waxing it, but I don't know if I'll have time to do that, because I got to go for my walk still too. So I'll be back in a bit. 8:42 a.m. Okay, let's see. What did I do out there? I watered the garden. I deep soaked it, that is. So I got 11 tomato plants, 2 eggplants that I planted that I bought from the store, and 1 eggplant is volunteering to come up by itself. It's intermixed with the okra, which I planted, and that seems to be growing kind of slow for now. Let's see. I got yellow straight neck squash. I got patty pert squash, jalapeno pepper plant, and a serrano pepper plant. Sweet basil. What else? I think that's it. Oh, the cucumbers. I got lemon cucumbers and Armenian cucumbers. I have bitter melon that's growing in with the okra right now. And I also have bitter melon growing in the raised bed, along with that other eggplant that I have. Tried growing some dill, but it doesn't seem to be doing too well in the raised bed, so much for that. The parsley is doing fine in the raised bed, so I don't have to worry about that much there. I have pumpkins growing on the part of the lot that I was growing my edible mustard greens. That's some very poor soil. I played around with it, mixed some compost matter in there, and dug up a pretty good size hole and mixed it pretty good, and we'll see how those pumpkins do this year. Last year they didn't do good at all. So in that area, that's when I discovered, oh yeah, this is really bad soil. Anyway, so it's practically pure clay. So then I got the other stuff, the decorative stuff. I'm trying to repropagate the artichokes. I pulled the artichoke plant I had out. It was kind of in the middle of nowhere, so I pulled that out and pushed it over by the fence in that bad soil area. And that also has 3 roses, 3 little rose plants that I have. And they actually came out of one pot, and that was a flower arrangement that somebody bought for my older sister's funeral. And my wife picked it up, and so now I've got 3 rose plants growing there. I have cactus, another succulents. I have a rose in a pot. I have, I can't remember the name of that plant. It smells really good. I have some other succulents in another pot. And, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And we have the rhododendrons. No. I don't know, those big leafy plants that I didn't water, so I got to water that too. okay, so up front I have some wildflowers that bloom in the evening and early morning. They stay bloomed and then they die off during the heat of the day. Then they come back again in the evening. And so those are growing pretty tall for a change. So I'm wondering how tall I could get them, because usually the wife waters in front, and I've taken over that responsibility because she's hit and miss. I've got at least some kind of a pattern. So we have roses in the front and shrubbery in the front, and let's see, some other stuff. Nothing that's really flowering or anything like that. I have the crepe myrtle that I gotta water, and the rest of the yard is just bone dry. I've cleaned it out, and you see a lot of dirt, and you see a lot of, dried plant matter that's that wasn't rakeable or whatever, but it's relatively cleaned off. Haven't been seeing the doves, the morning doves, like I usually do. There were a couple that actually were eating on the front yard, but not a whole flock like they used to be. So we'll see how that works out. What else did I do? Oh yeah. So today was the garbage pickup day, and it was green waste. Both my green waste bins were full, and I had trimmed. Remember, I had trimmed those oleanders on my neighbor's oleanders that were hanging over on my driveway. So I trimmed those up, but I filled up as much as I could into the green waste bins, and I had a little pile. So I cleaned that up today after the green waste was emptied, and I filled up one half of the bins with what was left over. And let's see. Oh, and then I also had the skeletons of the edible mustard greens, that the seed pods and what have you. So I collected a bunch of those and processed some of that. And I forgot to bring them in here. But so that's the seeds for next year's growth. Let's see what else. Yeah, and I did a variety of dirt moving in the garden to keep things from flooding certain ways and what have you. And so I think that's pretty much it. I think. Not sure, but I think it was. So looking at the painting now, the Empowered Woman painting, I don't know if I mentioned it, but yeah, I darkened up the figure, and I've taken pictures of all these things, so if I get some kind of little video of it, you'll see where the picture itself is actually darkened, the figure itself got darkened, and I'll bring it back up and we'll see. I could go either way. There could be actually a light coming from behind the viewer and lighting her up. There could also be her lamp on the table, and that would make this side, viewer's side, dark on her. So we'll see. The cat, I don't have to make her that dark that I did, but I had to do something. So I just went for it and pushed it in there and played with the dark colors a little and got an idea for it. I have the, oh, there's the garbage truck. I have the, I used the ultramarine and the phthalo blue along with the alizarin crimson and a little bit of white, I think, and a little bit of yellow ochre. So we'll see how that works. I've worked on her left hand, her left again, to make, because it was kind of like, what's going on with that hand? So I fixed that a little bit. We'll see how that works out. Still looking at that figure in the doorway. I want to make him look kind of like crazed, like a crazed asshole breaking down her door. So, who deserves being shot if he comes in there? It's going to be kind of scary. Deserves in terms of that, he's really scary. He's gonna hurt her, and he's coming in, and he sees the gun, but he keeps on coming anyway. Hey, you got to shoot him because he's definitely not thinking right, and he's definitely angry enough to break down the door. You got to do something. You could not use the gun and get beat up. You could have left the gun in the purse. If you don't mind getting beat up and whatever else, raped and murdered or whatever, who knows? So, yeah, empowered to take command of their life, their right to life. Let's see. So, I want to go for my walk today. Luckily, it's cooler today. There's a nice breeze out. I don't think it's yesterday was like about 100, I think, and the day before that was a record tying 106 in Sacramento. So we can kind of relax a little as far as the heat's concerned. Let's see. You know what? I'm thinking about making June a no news watching month. It's already the second, and I have watched some news. Maybe I'll you know that what happens with what's his face that I enjoy watching, listening to him, Dave Rubin on YouTube. He does a break from all social media, all news, any electronics or anything on in August. So that would be a good month for me to do it because I really like listening to him. So maybe when he's on hiatus, I will not watch any news whatsoever. Okay. So I think that'll be a good thing to do. And you know, it won't, you know, there's the everything's falling apart. Jeez. You know, it's the border, especially, it's why let it get to that point, you know? Why let it be so porous? It's you know, yeah, you have compassion for these people, but that doesn't mean you disregard, you know, your border, your laws. Oh, looking at the painting, yeah, I'm pretty much sure that the color has gotten away from me, so. Maybe it's the yellow, the introduction to the yellow. Who knows? You know? Who knows why colors get away from you? But yeah, so maybe that's why I haven't been painting on it very much. Nah, the re reason is because you know I've got a lot to do outside, and that's why I'm a Sunday painter. Still looking at the whiteness of the whale too. I'd like to do something with that and finish that off. But every time I feel like painting, I start painting on the Empowered Woman painting. So I guess just go with how I feel. I'm just doing this for myself anyway. Nobody really wants to buy my paintings. Well, I can't say that because people have bought my paintings and spent a pretty good penny. You know, one guy spent $1,000 for the cakewalk, and another guy spent like $800 for cows, black cows on a California green hill, on a green California hill. And somebody else paid like $400 for another painting of mine, which I donated, was the Roadhill. And so people will buy my paintings and spend a good chunk of money on it. And so that's so much for that. I've been, like I said, I've been wanting to make paintings of some family paintings and memories of my childhood and stuff like that. My father and my mother and my older sister that died. My grandparents, especially on my mother's side. I never met my grandparents on my father's side. But we lived with my grandparents on my mother's side after my father died, so they were a big part of my life. Let's see. Yeah, so let me call it a wrap for this posting, and see you tomorrow.